And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so today because I've asked Gino to join me. Now, Gino is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's a guy, probably just like you, that was created by his parents, and he grew up in America, and he went to work, and he worked, and he worked, and he felt like maybe he wasn't getting ahead. And then he started to look into different things that might help him get ahead. He checked out real estate courses. I mean, he checked out stuff like I could throw some old names out at you and you probably wouldn't even realize who they are. But I recognize who they are because when Gino told me that he had connected with guys like Donald Trump and Carlton Sheets and Robert Kiyosaki, I was kind of like, you know, outside of the Donald Trump thing, I never kind of checked that out, but I checked out the other ones. And you know what? He and I got the same result. We did. We got the same result. Now, that didn't dash his hopes. He still thought that real estate was going to get him to a place of financial freedom that he had not been able to achieve on his own. So along the way, he stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. And he checked it out. And ironically, what he found was he found real information that enabled him to make an informed decision on how he was going to change the outcome of his life. And it was all done by becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, attending the Financial Freedom course. That's the course that every one of us that are members take. We have to take it because it gives us all of the salient information we need, all the basics, all the fundamentals that we need in order to start affecting change in our life. Now, Gino, he's got a real cool story about his experience at the Financial Freedom Seminar. So before I ruin it, before I spill all the beans and steal his thunder, I'm going to bring Gino onto the show because I want you to hear from his own lips exactly what's going on in his life, what was going on in his life, and what his future holds now. Gino, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm super pumped up. I don't know if you can hear my voice, but I'm really pumped up to talk to you because I think there's a lot of people in America that are going to learn a lot of things from you because they are going through the same situation that you went through and they're looking for the answers that you found. Are you willing to share that information with millions of people?
Most definitely am.
All right, buddy. I'll tell you what, let me just hand you the microphone and give me that beautiful background story about what life was when you transitioned out of school and went to work. Go ahead, take it from there.
Okay. So back in the latter part of the 80s, I actually graduated out of Skyline High School, Dallas, and started working at Skyline with DISD as a custodian. And because, you know, I thought, I needed some kind of work back then, and it just seemed, it just kind of fell in my lap. So I wound up doing that for years and years and years, probably way longer than I probably should have. But, hey, it was a job, and it paid the bills. And so I got into a situation to where I didn't want to do it anymore. I wanted a life change, wanted to move up, and learned that basically I couldn't. Every time I would apply for something, you would put, where you've been working, and people were like, no, I don't want to hire a custodian because, those guys, they don't know anything. And I got stuck there, couldn't get out. And so I sitting at home one day, and I think it was, Carlton Sheets. He comes on.
Yeah,
late at night. He was like, I can tell you, if you want to change your life and do this and do that, real estate investing is the way to go. And so I got into that went to one of his seminars when he came to Dallas, all hype, and it's just like they say, you're like a hope and a dream, and then I'm right back to work, stuck in the situation, and I can't get out of it, and I don't know what to do.
So Carlton Sheets failed you, just like Carlton Sheets failed me. I think we can say that in front of everybody, because that's an actual result. I bought Carlton Sheets' course. I studied it. Mm-hmm. I put into action everything he said to do, and I got mediocre results. It sounds like you didn't even get the opportunity to buy your first asset. So it really failed you, right?
It completely failed me. Completely.
What was missing?
Well, it's just, you know, the thing about those gurus like that, when they come to town, they want to sell you a hope and a dream. And then after the end, you go to the back of the room. Hey, you know, got some guys, you know, pay us X amount of dollars and we'll show you how to do it. Well, a couple of those deals I went to and they were like, hey, I was like, well, I actually asked them. I was like, well, how do I buy a property? How do I do this, do that? And he was like, well, we'll give you an 800 number and we'll walk you through it over the telephone. I was like, that's not going to work because, you know, and you guys are way up in another state. You know, the laws here in Texas are different. So how do you do that? That's when I realized, you know, you couldn't go that route. They were just selling you books and tapes and stuff like that. So I just, you know, I just figured that I couldn't learn. I couldn't do anything. And just I'm stuck.
So I got to think that after enduring all of that, your frustration level has got to be through the roof. Am I onto something?
Yes. You know, back then it was just, you know, you felt like your life was meaningless. And there were times, man, I was almost to the point of tears because I was like, you know, I'm stuck. I can't get out of this. What can I do? And then I started reading Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, about money. And I started changing my mindset about money and the way things work. And eventually I got a break and transitioned from the custodial department to HVAC as a plant operator in the Dallas Independent School District. But I was still in debt, creditly challenged, as you could say. And so I was like, how am I going to get out of this? I'm still behind the eight ball, even though I've transitioned into another position. How do I get out of this? So I went to a case study one night with Lifestyles Unlimited. One night, this guy, I'm sure you've heard of him, David Fisher. I'm sure you've heard of him.
Oh, yeah. David Fisher's the guy that taught me, too.
And he says this one thing that woke me up one night. He says, well, if you don't have the money to do this, get a job. And
what?
So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, I have a job. So I said, wait a minute. You know, I'll get a second job. That's what I'll do, a second full-time job. And that'll do it. I know it'll do it. So I went back and applied at UT Southwestern Medical Center as another plant operator. So I came to work for Dallas ISD. I would work from 6:30 in the morning to 3:30. And I would lounge around here until about 5:30 and then drive up the street to the other job and work from 6 at night to 6 in the morning overnight. Then I came back for DISD and punched in back here at 6:30 a.m. for another 8-hour shift. So I did that for like 2 years.
When did you sleep?
I know there was no sleep during that time. It just,
oh, you know, my gosh. Right?
You had to do what you had to do. You know what I mean?
It was like the weekends, right? That's all you did on the weekends was try and catch up on sleep?
Well, I actually, you know, with over there, you know, you had to work weekends too. You know, the one of those, you were going to either work Saturday or Sunday, the way the schedule fell over there.
Okay.
So occasionally I would have like maybe a Monday off of the second job. Now I could actually sleep in the evenings on, you know, from DISD, I would get off and go home, go to sleep like that. But it wasn't very often.
But so, you were willing to do all of that because you had a goal in mind.
You know what? I had a goal, but I also had no choice.
Oh,
it's kind of like, And I always make this analogy. It's like, you know, have you ever been somewhere and you go out one of those doors and with a little panic bar and it slams behind you and you can't get back in?
Yeah, I've done that.
That was me.
Wow.
You know, it slammed behind me. I can't get back in. So the only thing I can do is go forward. And that's what I did. So
how long did you endure that?
I did that for 2 years. And what it did, I managed to pay off everything, save up some money, and increase my credit scores quite significantly. And so how I really got out of that rut.
Let me back up just a couple of steps, because that is a significant change in your life. And it's all based off of the fact that you went to Lifestyles Unlimited. You talked to David Fisher. David Fisher didn't try and sell you a membership, did he?
Mm-hmm.
He basically told you what you needed to hear, because he knew in his mind and in his heart, selling you a membership to Lifestyles Unlimited is not what you needed at the time. What you needed was to self-correct, right?
I don't want you to buy the membership right now because you're not ready. And he literally told me, now I'm up here at Lifestyles now, and it's something else when they tell you, look, you're not ready. With me, it made me, I went home, I was like, okay, I've got to work harder to get there. I've got to work harder to get to where I need to be. And that's how that made me feel. And that's what I did. It just, you know, it was just, you know, I became virtually unstoppable. And I just had to do it because, you know, and then too, there were a lot of people that were negative around me at the time. I had to get rid of a lot of people in my life. I had to get, you know, distance myself from the negativity. And when I did that, I started believing in myself more. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when you have a lot of negativity around you, you know, it's just, you know, you start believing that junk and then, you know, there you are.
It drags you down.
Right.
You went through not only a financial revolution, you went through a complete self-change revolution.
Yes. That completely changed the way I thought about things, the way I thought about life, people. One thing about Lifestyles, one thing I learned, even though I wasn't ready at the time, I kept coming because the people that were there are just, it's just incredible. The people there are just so incredible. I haven't met one bad person there that does not want you to succeed in life, that they push you forward. And I have to give a little shout out to this lady. Kathleen Olson, I'm just going to put it like this. That lady changed my life. She did.
How'd she do that?
And I have to put that. I can't really say, but let's just say she changed my life.
We don't have enough radio show to go into the specific details on what she did to help affect your life. And you're just a grateful guy, right?
Yes. Yes. She and David and Dale, and there's so many others, John Pry, Nicole,
our favorite Aggie, right?
And all has got, man, they just changed the way I thought, you know, about investing, about myself, life, period. And then that's what happened.
So you're just hanging out with all these people that have become multimillionaires by doing what Lifestyles Unlimited teaches you, and you're finding out that they're just regular people like you. Am I onto something?
Just regular people that put their pants on the same way I do every day, you know?
And they all had a retirement problem too, just like you, right?
Right, right. I'm going to tell you something. You know, David Fish, we see the different T-shirts and stuff, you know, what he wears and stuff like that. So if you were somewhere and let's say I didn't know him, I wouldn't think that he'd be a multimillionaire. You know that? And that's how people are there.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely doesn't wear it on his body, that's for sure. Hey, when we come back from the break, more with Gino. This is great stuff. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
A Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Gino. Together, we're working on your financial freedom. So, Gino, you and I were kind of talking at the break, and Rick, my producer, I could hear his foot tapping in the background because I could tell that we were talking about stuff that everybody listening to us right now would like to hear. So you want to reflect back on maybe our conversation we had and talk a little bit about the Lifestyles Unlimited community that you have found to be so valuable?
Listen, let me tell you something. So like I said, you know, I hung around a lot of negativity in my life, a lot of negative individuals. And I had to let those people go out of my life. And, you know, I think Snoop Dogg said that once you elevate, you have to leave people behind. You can't go back down. They have to come up to you. And I find that to be very true in life. So the people at Lifestyles, and I have not met one bad individual there. Everybody up there wants you to move forward in life. And some are pretty much demanding that you do it. They're like, hey, what are you doing now? It's time for you to do this. You know what I mean?
A little accountability, like, right?
Yeah. I feel that pressure. I feel that push. You know what I mean?
But it's not a painful push. It's not like they're shoving you off a cliff, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just, you know, I have to hold myself accountable. And that's what they're pretty much saying. But everybody I've met up there, those people are like family. To me, it's kind of like that. You get a family feeling by being around Lifestyles Unlimited because, you know, like I said, back in the day, I didn't have any money or anything, but, you know, just hanging around, it changed the way I felt about myself. And that was the biggest thing to me. That's what did it. Just hanging around those people.
So it's those people that kept you going. It's those people that gave you inspiration. It's those people that actually cared about you, Gino.
Yes.
That's pretty cool, man. So you're making excellent relationships. You're making friends. You're surrounding yourself with like-minded people that had the same problem that you're experiencing, that found a way out, and they're willing to help you, right?
Right. They're willing to help. And I think the big thing that did it for me when I was trying to get going, didn't know what to do, David suggested that I find a duplex, triplex, or fourplex. He was like, hey, you know, you can live in one side, rent out the other. You can go to FHA, 3.5% down, get in for the low out of pocket. And so that's what I did. So, you know, Lifestyles Realty, Michonne Childers, she finds me a property. And the funny thing about it, just to make a long story short, I wound up getting that property for $750 out of pocket.
Whoa.
And the way that was done, so the state of Texas says this, if you are going to live like your first property, you're going to live, it can be duplex, triplex, fourplex, it's got to be single family. The Texas State of Portable Housing Corporation will pay for your closing costs and down payment as long as you retain the property for 3 years. And so that was my model. So all I had to pay was for it. An inspection and appraisal, and I had the property. That was it.
Now, so that's a pretty interesting program I've never heard of. So do you have to owner occupy for the 3 years, or did you only have to meet the requirement of the FHA and live in it for a year?
Live in it for 1 year. So after that 1 year, you can do with it whatever you want to do with it.
But you just got to own it for two more, right?
Right. It's a real slick way of getting into it. Now, if you don't own it for two more, you're going to have to pay that money back.
Okay.
Well, why would you do that? You know what I mean?
Especially since you moved out and converted that unit to a paying space.
Exactly.
I'm thinking this is a game changer for you, right?
That property pretty much changed my life. It did so much to help me move forward. And it transitioned me. It put me in a position to buy the next property that I recently bought in San Antonio. Now I'm looking at a third down there. So that property, what David Fisher told me that day pretty much changed my life.
I think that's amazing. I love your mindset. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, just the story of your transition from who you were to who you are is amazing. And I got to give the props to you, because you're the guy that did all the heavy lifting. You're the guy that recognized there was a problem. You're the guy that sought out solutions. You're the guy that wasn't happy with certain solutions that were presented to you, but you didn't give up. And you kept looking until you found what you needed. And then when you found it, you absorbed it. You put it into work in your life. And I'm guessing your life is way better today than it was, say, back in the janitorial days.
Probably 100 times better. That's what it was.
That's huge,
then.
Dude. 100 times is big.
What's scary is what's coming. That's what I'm afraid of, because I don't.
Oh, the future? Are you building yourself up to be even more successful than you are now?
Oh yes. So I want to get to a point to where I can show others, you know, because I know there's some people that then when we go to these meetings. I know there's somebody in that audience somewhere that thinks the same way I was thinking. I can't do this. Hey, come talk to me. Don't tell me you can't do it. You can do it, and you will do it. If you just follow the map, what lifestyles teach you to do, that's all I'm telling you to do. Just follow the map. I guarantee you'll change your life.
That duplex you bought, the one you spent a whole whopping $750 on because you researched on how to acquire it effectively with no money down. Do you still own that?
I do not. That property sold last September. Danny Gentry with Lifestyle sold that property for me, put it up for sale, and it sold in one day.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How did you do on that property?
I pocketed, I think I walked away with about $50,000 on that on equity. But I actually made some more money on it. I didn't really go into that, but... Yeah, I did really good on that property.
Wow. I'm trying to calculate your return on investment, and it's like I'm just going to go, you're close to infinity, because if you can turn $750 into $50,000 and even more, you don't even want to do the math to figure out what the rest of the gains are.
Yeah.
That's a life-changing moment, dude.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty incredible. From a guy that didn't believe that I could do it, I thought it was pretty amazing.
What does a janitor make, or what did you used to make when you were doing that janitorial stuff?
Oh God, back then, you know what? And now this is going to be funny. Now I remember when we first started, a friend of mine and I got on the same day. We started with $4.25 an hour.
Oh, crazy money!
Yeah, we were killing it back then. but for us, we thought it was great. We really did. You know, it's just that's what we made back then. We sure did.
So effectively, by selling that one asset and gaining well over $50,000, you made more money in that one transaction than you did in maybe several years of working back in the 80s?
You know what? And it's funny how you brought the – you made me think about something. So – I worked in the district from 89 to 99, left for about 5 years. You know, I was younger back then, so my retirement money, I took it out. I don't know what I was thinking. But anyway, came back in 2004 to now, right? So how many years is that? 14, 20, however many years.
Yeah, you're old.
21
years. Old. We'll just say you're old.
So I was looking at my retirement. And in those years that I've returned, I've got, I think, I'm just going to share the numbers. I think it's about $120,000 in there. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a whole lot. But what I'm starting to realize, heck, it took me that long to put that in retirement, like to over 20 years, two properties, and I pretty much had that in a year.
Isn't that amazing?
That is the craziest thing. And I was like, how come nobody told me this back then?
Because nobody knows. Because we're surrounded by people that have good intentions for us, but they just don't know what they don't know, so they can't share with us the success that we learned by becoming members of Lifestyles Unlimited. That's why we had to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited, so we could get all the good stuff.
Right, right.
And we got it, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
So you bought a house in San Antonio. What's that thing doing for you?
So that property, that came off of an email blast from, who is that? Lester Valenzuela.
Lester.
Lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yes. That came off of email blast from him. So I reached out to him, grabbed that property, got a GC. Make a long story short, GC took care of everything for me, from roof to foundation to whatever. There was even a time he pulled up to the property and some guys were tearing the roof off of my house, right? And so he asked him, what are you guys doing? He was like, oh, we're putting a new roof, you know, on the house. Wait a minute. Who told you to do that? The owner did? And he was like, no, I work for the owner. They had the wrong house.
Oh, no.
So they wound up putting me a new roof on the house for free. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That's got to be a $10,000 to $15,000 savings right there, because somebody's goofed
up.
Yeah.
I sure appreciate it. I thanked them for that. I really did.
Yeah, I buy a steak dinner, I think.
So after everything was over, I went down to San Antonio. It was more in construction that did it for me. The guy's name is Lalo. So I was like, Lalo, you know, I'm going to come down and get the key from you. And so I put that green sign in the yard that David Fisher always talks about. That big lime green sign that you get from Walmart and write on there what you need to, you know.
With magic marker, right?
With the magic marker. As I'm hammering this thing in the ground, somebody drives by, hey, is that property for rent? I'm like, well, yes, it is. You know what I mean? So I'm talking to them and I give them the information. I'm like, darn, I didn't even get the sign in the ground yet. And so she was like, okay, well, you know, I want my dad to get it. I was like, okay, that's fine. Just, you know, just here's the information. And I'll, you know, blah, 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 whatever. She drives off. The lady next door comes out and she's like, sir, I've been watching this house for a long time. I saw what you've done to it. I've been in. I saw the renovations. I want my daughter to have that because I want her to be right here next to me. And she took my sign. She took my sign. And, yeah, her daughter's in the house now.
Nice. Nice.
So.
Wow.
You know, so it rented like in a day after, you know, the renovations were completed.
It rented. Sounds like it rented in about 7 minutes.
Right. Because, you know, that's true, because they really weren't finished yet.
Yeah.
So.
Because you were doing what you were taught to do. Get that sign in there so you get people to start contacting you so that you can tell them it's going to be ready on a certain day. You can do all the things you need to do to get them prepped, find the right qualified renter, which you did find, and then they can move in effectively once you get your certificate of occupancy, right?
Correct. Correct. And so the lady, she's like, listen, you know, I really like this house, so would you sell it to me? I'm like, well, you know what? I'm sure we can work out something in about a year after you rent for me for about a year, year and a day, you can have it. And that's
because there's tax implications if you sold it right now, right?
Yeah. You don't want to sell it before a year and a day.
You want to wait.
David Fisher.
You don't want to pay short-term capital gains rates because they will crush you. But if you pay the long-term capital gains rates, you're going to be better off. Or you could even defer those by doing a 1031 exchange, right?
That's my plan. I'm gonna 1031 this one.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
How much equity are you gonna pull out of this one?
Let me see. Did I write that down? This one has 54,190.
Wow.
That's what we're looking at.
I'm gonna say you got 50. All right, how much money did you drop into this? What was your cash out of pocket to buy this thing?
This one I had to drop $14,000. And there was a couple other things I had to do, like the big concrete thing in the back that had to be ripped out. So my GC, he was like, hey, you pay me an extra $1,000, you know, I'll take care of that for you. Okay. Did that and a couple thousand. He put in a new lawn, dirt and everything back there and made it look really nice. So really total about 17 for everything.
Do you know your return on capital gain is projected to be like 317%?
Sounds about right.
I just did the math and I'm like blown away. I mean, you took $17,000 and you're like quadrupling it.
Isn't that crazy? That's what you guys teach us.
And it's mind blowing, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, it's you know, once you start learning how this works, it starts to be really fun, you know. That's like I'm kind of like I can't believe I'm doing this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so and I what I find very interesting is you've got a plan, you've got a bunch of money sitting in a retirement plan. Are you thinking about pulling that money out of that retirement plan and repurposing it into single family assets?
I'm glad you asked. So here it is. So I talked to Teachers Retirement. So since I came back, I've already worked myself up where I can retire 2027.
Okay.
And so I got to thinking about this. I was like, because right now they won't let you pull that money out at all. You can't touch teacher retirement money in the state of Texas. But if I'm building my single family portfolio up, when I'm ready to retire, now I've got the money over here. I've also got this chunk of money sitting in retirement that I can pull out. And I'm really, what I want to do is be an IRO, an independent rental owner, get a small, like 15, 20 unit, something like that, and just keep growing from there. That's my projection. That's where I'm headed.
Man, that is a great projection. It's a great goal. I think you're going to knock it out of the park. I really do. I mean, just given the fact you've been so successful with the two assets that you have, that you're looking to buy a third asset right now, the fact that you're taking capital and you're quadrupling the value of that capital after just a year's worth of ownership is amazing. That puts you on the fast track to success. That puts you on the fast track to getting the goals achieved that you've set for yourself. Gino, I wish you nothing but success. I want to thank you for being on today's show. And for those of you that want to do what Gino's doing, want to do what I'm doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.